man says, Amre Yudam Rav, a breeding sort of Shia Baha. Frag the Gemara, my time. E name a Mishum Kurim Halev Shivi. As the Gemara's Mavur, that even though we're talking about a person that's going to do Dika, but is going to be Pirurin afterwards, and your Aver, if you have Pirurin. It's being that your Aver, as therefore there's a Tzad, you should have to do Bito Mishum Pirurin. As what's the reason why the Gemara assumes after you do Dika, you're going to have Pirurin? As there's two ways of learning. The Rosh and the Iri explained, because even if you do Bdika, with Derech Klal, you're definitely going to have Pirurim. It's very hard to get rid of Pirurim, as you assume they're going to be Pirurim. Even if someone does a Bdika, but the stomach is going to be Pirurim. Another way of learning is you're not mechuyev to be baidik for pirurim. As the zikha are going to be pirurim later on, because you're not mechuyev to be baidik for pirurim. Bez Hashem, we'll see more in the hemshech inyan. But that's the start. The Gemara assumes there are going to be pirurim. And the Gemara is asking, are you over on pirurim? As the Gemara says, that's why you would need bittul. I'm afraid the Gemara, haloi shiv. As there being a David, yes, a strong question on the Gemara. In the Gemara's Mavur, that if you have Pirurim, you're over on Bal Yirah. Freg the Rabbeinu David, it's Mufersh and Mishnah, and Beya, Dach Beis Amir Aleph, that the shear of Bir Chometz is the Kezayis. Anything Pochas Mi Kezayis, you're not over Bal Yirah, or Bal Yimotzer. As Freg the Rabbeinu David, why do you have to be Mavar Pirurim? Pirurim is Pachas Mikazayas, and Pachas Mikazayas, there is no Issa. Shir is Kazayas. Thus, Fred, the Rabbeinu David. As the Rabbeinu David answers, that by Yisurei Achila, Sugyan Yumas Mavur, that even though it's only us that eat Machalas Yisurei Mikazayas, that's when you get Malkus, or you get the Einish of Karis, but there's an Issa of Chatzi Shir, Menatayra. Even though the Yisuri Achila only b'kezayis, and the Oynish is only b'kezayis, but there's an Isser for Chatzi Shir. As the Gemara over here is mistopic, maybe the same way. You have Isser Chatzi Shir by Yisuri Achila, you have Isser Chatzi Shir by Bal Yiroeh, as a Mishnah that says that the shir is b'kezayis is talking about le'inyan le'malkus, the dugma like the tzir of the Rambam, when you koin the chametz b'pesach, as then the shir is b'kezayis. Abeinoch inami, there's a isa bal yira bal yimatzah, even in pachas mikashir, like by asuri achiles b'pachas mikashir. As he says, that's what the makshin meant to ask. Abizok the Rabbeinu David, abalahalocha, there is no Isser of Chatzi Shir in Bal Yirah. And the Rabbeinu David on Beis Amud Aleph also says, there is no Isser of Chatzi Shir on Bal Yirah. As this Gemara is a Havamina, it's a Havamina betois. The Makshin made a mistake and learned there's an Isser of Chatzi Shir. Abla Maisa La Locha, there is no Chavis Beer in Chatzi Shir. What's the nidah if there's an Isser of Chatzi Shir by Pachas Mikazayis of Chavis Beer? As in the Chacham Svi, there's a famous tshuva where the Chacham Svi says that the Gzeres HaKosov of the Isser of Chatzi Shir is said by Isser Achila. Abu Hu says by Shari Surim of the Torah, there's an Isser of Chatzi Shir. Maybe it's only by Isser Achila, by Macholas Isuris, the Torah was Machmer. You could say also Macholas Isuris have a Choymer, it's Metamtem Alev, because it gets absorbed into your body. As the Torah was Machmer by Macholas Isuris and said even a Mashu of it, you can't eat. But by other Isurim, Mehechetesi, who is the Isser of Chatzi Seir. So Xeris HaKosev Yisurei Achila. That's the Nidah. That'll be a Hezber in the Maskana. the Maisa in the Riyaz. The Riyaz is Mavur later on Daf Mem Hey, that there is a Chatzi Isser of Chatzi Shir by Bal Yirah. In the Riyaz, the Gemara over here is Kachuta. This Gemara is a Shtarka Raya to the Riyaz. What does the Riyaz do at the Taina that it was only said by Isser Achila? As there's two ways of answering. One way is in the Maram Chalabi on Daf Mem Hey. He brings down this Machlokes Rishonim. Is there an Issa Bal Yirah on Pachus? Is there an Issa of Chatzi Sher on having Pigurim? And he says that there's a Hekish of Hashpasas Sar L'Achilas Chometz. As if by Achilas Chometz there's an Issa of Chatzi Sher, who are then in the Issa of Hashpasas Sar, there's going to be an Issa of Chatzi Sher. That's one way of arguing on the Rabbeinu David. The other way of arguing on the Rabbeinu David is the Rashi and Shabbos on Daf Ayin Dalet says there's an Isser of Chatzi Shir by Meleches Shabbos. There's a Magid Mishnah in the beginning of Hilchos Gzeila that says there's an Isser of Chatzi Shir to steal Pachas Mishava Pruta. Daniel, if you walk into a nut store and you want to taste a nut and you don't ask the person and you don't know if he's not makbid, a lot of people on Makel anyway, tasting a nut is Pachas Mishava Pruta. The Magid Mishnah says is an Isser of Chatzi Shir by Gezel. Even if it's Pachas Mipruta, you still have an Isser of Gezel. As they're obviously learning that it's a gilui macholas esuris to all over. That's a little bit of Klolis de Gashas Yedias. But we want to focus in a little bit on the Inyan of Bir Chometz. Lamaisa, this is a very nafkamina ladina in a very big nafkamina ladina. When you're doing Bdikas Chometz, what are you looking for? Are you only looking for big pieces of Chometz that are Kazayas? Or do you have to look for pieces of chametz that are pachas mikazayis? This is a heavy machloikis ladina when you're doing the dika. What are you doing dika for? This is the step number one. As it comes out, it's a machloikis rishayim Rabbeinu David Riaz. It's a machloikis gdeli apoyski muva in the Magen Avraham and in the Mishnah Brura la'alacha in Tav Mem Dalet. Because it's a huge machlokes, rishonim, achronim, paiskim, if there's a chiyuv. As that's step number one. However, the pri chodesh in tof mem vav, sif katan dalid, he goes a step further. And he wants to say like this. The Gemara is talking about if you have a chiyuv mishum bal yirah. And that, the back and forth. Lemaisa zok the pri chodesh. At the end of the day, even if you have bal yirah, we say purim abateli me'eva. So you're not going to be oivan bal yirah. Abateinis the pri chodesh. Maybe there'll be a chiyav derabanan mishem shema yovel la'achlay. Taisis on beis amid alek. The rush, the tour, the shulchan aruch say that there's another reason of Chayus Bdika, forgetting the din of Bal Yirah, which that Batili Me'elav helps, but there's a new reason to be Boidik Mishum Shema Yava La'achlai. As now, you would say that even if there's no Bal Yirah on Pachas Mikazayis, but there's still Shema Yava La'achlai, as you should have a Chayus Bir Mishum Zeh. Zok the Pri Chodesh, have a Gemara Mufureshes, on Vav Amid Beis, there is no Chayvis Bir. Yishum Shema Yavalach. Why? Because the Gemara over here says you're going to have Pirurin in your house. You should have to go check. You should have to go get rid of the Pirurin. You should have to mamish get a vacuum cleaner and go and do it. And nowadays you can get a robotic vacuum cleaner that doesn't miss an inch, and your mamish take out every pirur from your house. As what's going on in the Gemara? The Gemara is mavur that every yid is going to be over in his house on chiyah bir derabanan. The Gemara is mavur, every yid's house has pirurin. Uh, It's going to come out. Every yid is over on Baal Yerah. Toiv, as there are those that say, Enoch Inami, the Gemara just handled Baal Yerah. The Gemara said that it's Bodol Me'elov. Of Enoch Inami, the Gemara means every yid is over on the Perurin that he has in his house. That's how some want to answer. But I could hear the Pre-Chadosh's Taina. It's a massive Doichim. Lamaisa, where is he coming from? He's coming from a tour that what do you do on Shabbos when you have Shabbos Erev Pesach? This is one of the common shailas, like you have your chametz de gesud in the morning, as what do? As he says, you shake out the mapa in your house. After you finish eating, you shake out the mapa, the tablecloth, in your house. And that's what he's handling. What do you mean? There's going to be pirurim on the mapa. As bizman hazeh, the oilom at shayin givarin briskers. What does everyone do? What we did was we ate on a plastic bag, and you have a plastic bag under your challah. You eat over your plastic bag, and afterwards you nicely fold over your plastic bag to make sure not a pirur got on anything, right? That's what everyone, I think that's what everyone does, bizman hazeh. Or they use other patentin, but about the Shulchan Aruch says such a simple thing. You eat like a mensch, you have normal Einik Shabbos, and after your Shabbos through there, what do? You shake out your eye, the pirurim are going on the floor. Zot the prichadash, avim ufurish gemara. Pirurim is not a problem. Toshtet in the gemara over here. B'dayim elezeh, we were zeichah to the Ritva on Pesachim. The Ritva im Sochim on Dav Zayin Amir Aleph brings down that there were certain Choshava Talmidei Chachamim that were Machmer in his days, that they brought Tarnagoylim into the house to eat all the Pirurim that were on the floor. Meaning you're not going to get all the Pirurim on the floor, even with a good sponge up. As what do? You they used to bring Tarnagoylim in the house to eat the Pirurim. And the Ritva says, it's a Mefurish Gemara on Vav Amid Beis, Pirurim B'Telem Me'ela, as you don't have to do it. What does he bring a raya? The Gemara is just handling if you're over Baal Yerah. Kinira, like the Pre-Chadosh, she held that if you're over on Chiyav Bir Derabanan, as what's the Gemara saying? Every yid's gonna be over. Every yid has in his house Pirurim is over on Baal Yerah Derabanan. The Siyal Tzmuchach, that there is no Shema Yavai Le'achla. Okay, so that's the big makar of the Pre-Chadosh and the Ritva from our Gemara, that you don't have to be Baidik for Pirurim. Someone said that in the Birchas Avram, it brings down from the Brisker Rav, that when the Brisker Rav was sick, he had to have someone do Bedika for him. As he told the person, you don't have to be Baidik for Pirurim. As the Brisker Rav was like, the Birchas Avram is very excited. Even in Brisk, they weren't Baidik for Pirurim. Oh, this is what he is kilo mechaz. I didn't see it inside, but God, okay, even the Brisker Rav himself, he said, you don't have to be Baidik for Pirurim. Okay. Lemaisa, there's a Chayi Adam, that the Chayi Adam says, you have to be Baidik for Pirurim. Where's his Raya? Because the Gemara says, why do you use Araner? Because Araner is good to be Baidik in Choyrin Ustokim. Frek the Chayi Adam, what kind of chametz are you going to have in Stokim? Stokim is cracks in the floor, cracks in the wall. What are you going to do? You're going to put in a nice piece of pizza, a nice falafel there. What are you going to put in a crack? Mechayr, we're talking about chametz, which is pachas mikazayas. And afilu achi, it's mavur, you have to be boidik and choyrin is talking. That's the big raya of Chayi Adam. V'nira sheyesh liyashiv. There's two nekudas. There's one nekuda of pachas mikazayas, and there's one nekuda of pirurim. You have a piece of bread that's pachas mikazayas, there's a chshash, shema yavol achla. You see a piece that's pachas mikazayas, you're going to come to eat it. Yep. Just look at a kiddush. There's a little piece left. The pachas mikazai. Someone's gonna chop it up. Avada. But piruin, which are crumbs, that no one is eating. That there's no chash of shema yavoi la'achla. This is the ube pashtes zicher by pirurim on the floor. Zicher yesha malismach. No one in the world is going to come to take his finger, go like this, and lick it up off the floor. Okay. As thus is the union of Bedigis Perurim, as even in the Shitas of Ramach, where we wanted to say, in the Pre-Chadash Boys, Mechaira, that's the Pashtis that comes out, even though the Gemara is not talking about it, because the Gemara is handling us Bal Yirah. But Lamaisi is saying, what, all Yiddish houses have Perurim, and Yataka Mechuyiv Lavar, and everyone's being over on the Chiyiv Bina there. Let me stop it. You see in the Gemara assumes that they're going to be Pirurim after you finish Bedika. Oh, okay, this is very common for those who are cleaning and doing Bedika. If there are Pirurim, it's okay. Every Yiddish house is going to have Pirurim. It's Dashtate in our Gemara. It's okay. Let's move on. Frag the Gemara Haloi Shivi. As what's the word Haloi Shivi? The Rishonim explain. It's batal me'ela. Things that are not choshev, they have no value. There's a umdana everyone in the world doesn't care about and doesn't want to own. They're batal me'ela. You don't even have to think you're mafker. Something which has no value whatsoever, it's valueless to people, as me'ela, it's batal. That's the frag the Gemara. Batanya, Seifei Tenim, Mishamis Sadeim, Mifnei Anovim, Seifei Anovim, Mishamis Sadeim, Mifnei Mashkois, Mifnei Madlois, Vizman Shabalabais, Makber Aleim, Asura Mishum Gezel, Vichayom Mishum Meiser. Oh, I'm sorry, Vichi Tema, given the Mintulu, Agav Besa Chashive. What are you going to say? That being that he closes the door and explains the Niri, he locks his door to be Shemra, whatever is in his house. Even though he's not thinking about the Pirurim when he locks the door, but because it's in his locked house, is anything that in his locked house has chshivas to him. As Enochinami, if he has Pirurim outside, he goes and he eats somewhere and he leaves over Pirurim, over there is for sure Bato Meilo. But maybe the Pirurim that are in his house that he locks the door, maybe that's choshev to him, and he wants to keep it, and he doesn't want to be mevatalit, and doesn't want to be makrit. And with the Gemara Raya from Seifei Te'enim, not that way. That you see, no, we say that even though it's locked in his house, but he doesn't care about it. He's makrit anyway. Thus is the Gemara. Frag the Ran that. Over here is a shayla on the shitas that hold, like Rashi, on Dalet Amid Beis, and other Rishayim, that the gather of Bitul Chometz is not that you're mafkarid. The gather of Bitul Chometz is that you make it ois chometz, asarich iyun. How are we bringing a raya from Seifei Tenim? Seifei Tenim are hefker. As how could you bring a raya to the musig of bittul from Seifei Tenim, that Seifei Tenim is a nidin in hefker? What the Ran means is he learned the pshat haloich shivi, therefore the person is mevatalit. As I bezei, if that's the pshat, as how could you bring a raya from Seifei Tenim? Seifei Tenim is not bitter. Seifei Tenim is hefker. As what's the comparison? V'oid, if the svara is because it's not choshev, you make it into offer. As what's this? If you close the door, it's not offered to you. The whole back and forth doesn't make sense. That's the raya of the Ram. As must be that it's hefker. Then it's good. And hefker, the shail is a person mafker something when he closes the door and he's keeping it inside. Rashi will learn the Gemara that when the Gemara says haloich shivi, the Gemara doesn't mean therefore he's mevatalit. The Gemara means halach shivi, therefore it's a hefka me'elav. And hefka me'elav, you're not over it. And that's what the Gemara is sushtaling to sufei te'elav. Okay. So that's this chilek of the Gemara. Amar Rava, as the Gemara is masik, Zera Shema Yimsa Gluska Yafe V'daitai Aguya. It's a Zera Shema Yimsa. Why is it a Zera? As Pashtis, it's a Chashash Rochut. Mechitesa, you're going to find. V'oid, even if you find it, Lefi Rashi, you have to want to not burn it right away. Mechitesa. As it's a Chashash Rochut, as it's only a Zera. That's the Pashtis. As the Gemara says, Shema Yimsa Gluska Yafe V'daitai Aluya. As we'll say over, the Miri asks an interesting question. The Miri asks, how is it possible he found the Gluska Yafe in his house if he did B'dika? We're talking about a Yid that did B'dika Kel Chasai. As how could he find the Gluska Yafe? Atu B'Rishoy Yaskinan? We're making a Gzera for, you know, for those kind of guys that they put out the 10 colors and they like write down where and they check those places and nowhere else. About enough. We're talking about Yidden that are makbid kalocha, that do a normal bdika. If a Yid does a normal bdika, as a father, he's going to find all his chavits. As he has one sad, that means a makam shein machnisim by chavits, you found it. A frektamiri, so it's a makam shein machnisim by chavits. How do you find a Gluska Yafa there? What's it doing there? It's a Makam Shein Machnisim by Chametz. He makes a whole story that he put it there and he meant to use it and he got it there. Maybe in a Makam Shein Machnisim it's Shayef to have Chametz. We'll see. That's the back and forth, an interesting back and forth in the the main Shaila we want to focus in now is a very Yisraelis Yisraelis. There's a Rabbeinu David in the Gemara that puts down a big Yisraelis Yisraelis, the big Yisraelis in the Masechta. He says, the Lashon of the Gemara, Shema Yimse, is mashma that if you never found it, you're never Avram Bal Yirah. Only if you find it, then you're going to be over on Baal Yirah. Take the Rabbeinu David, the obvious question. Why only if you find it, you're over on Baal Yirah? If you have chametz in your house, you're over on Baal Yirah, Baal Yimatzeh. Lamaisa, you have chametz. It's there. Why do you have to find it in order to be over? If it's in your house, you're over on Baal Yirah, Baal Yimatzeh. As what's shot in the Gemara. That's the big shayla of the Rabbeinu David. Taisvis asks a similar question, but Taisvis asks it on the next level of the Gemara. Taisvis on Chaf Aleph asks, the Gemara asks, what's the problem? Why do you have to be misakin habodik tzarich sheyavatel? Leave him be mevatel it when he finds it. Frek Taisvis, what do you mean leave him be mevatel it when he finds it? He was over the whole time until he found it. We'd rather be mavatalit before Pesach. Dainu Bein Taisis, Bein the Rabbeinu David, are proving from our Gemara that if you missed a piece of chametz, you did a solid bdika, you missed a piece of chametz, you're not over. And the shaila is why? Why aren't you over? As on that, there's a big machlokes. Shitas Rabbeinu David over here. Shitas Aran on Dav Beis Amid Aleph is because once you do Bdika, Bdika patas you. You're not over on Baal Yirah, Baal Yimotzeh. The Rabbeinu David says, Mishum loy nidna toira lamalchei hasharis, elo lugnei odom. Hashem did not give the toira to malchei hasharis. We will machayev you in dine toira in what you're able to do. You're able to make a Bdika, but what if you did a bdika, you didn't find it, you're partial. And the Ran says the Torah was soimech ala chazachis. If you did bdika, And there's a chazaka that there's no chametz after bdika, as yisaymech ala chazakas. As we saw in Beis Amid Aleph, Rabbeinu Dov, that the argodol is on the run. What do you mean saymech ala chazakas? But even when you saymech ala chazakas, if you eat something, becheskas, that it's kosher, and afterwards it wasn't kosher, you were over an avera. As what does the Ran mean? Soimchen ala chazakis. After bdika, it's becheskas, there's no chametz. But even when you soimch on a chazaka, but if you're over, if you eat something and it was treif, you're still over in avera. As what's shot? And we saw Rav Nochum Boyd that vice tochais, the iser of Baal Yirah is leaving over chametz. As if you're doing all you can to get rid of the chametz, that's not called leaving over chametz, you're not over on Baal Yirah. That's what we were marich on Beis Amid Aleph. Toisvis.
Why do you need chazaka?
Huh?
Why do you need chazaka?
It's only because there's a chazaka that's not there, and you could be soimech ala chazakas. Therefore, you're potter from doing your bdika. If there wouldn't be a chazaka afterwards, you'd be mechuyev to be boidik. Until you make sure there's nothing there. Because it hits a point where it's becheskas that you got everything, and that pops. Or we need the Torah the Malchei Asharis, the Svarah the Rabbeinu Bar. Toisvis on Chaf Aleph says a different Svarah. Toisvis says because you're not over on Chomet She'ena Yodua. Because the Torah says that you're only over Mishum Loi Yimotze. And that's not called Motzui. Motzui means you're aware of it. You know where it is, but if you're not aware of it, you don't know where it is, it's not called Matzi Etzlecha, as therefore you're not Oiver. The nafgamina between the Mahalach of the Ran and Taisis is, Lefi Taisis, you don't need a bdika to pati you. Even without a bdika, you're not Oiver. If it's Chomet She'ena Yodua. And Lefi the Rabbeinu David and the Ran, you're only potter because you did a bdika. Thus is the Gimel Shittas in the Rishayim, the Rabbeinu David, the Ran, and the Taisis. We'll call them Shtayim Shein Shalosh, because Beikah, the Rabbeinu David, and the Ran learned the bdika potters you, and Taisis learns the fact that it's Eino Yadua, it's Eino Matsui, that's what potters. Hayoim, we were zeicha to a Taisis HaRosh in Psachim. Frek, the Taisis HaRosh in Psachim, and Avchof Aleph on Taisis. Abba Mefurishi Gemara, fakert from Taisis. Why? Because Taisis, the Gemara by us says, Inema Mishum Pirurim, that's why you have to be Mavatal, Haloich Shivi, the Batal Me'elov. Frek, the Taisis HaRosh. According to Taisis, what was the Havamino? You would be over Baal Yirah and Pirurim. It's Eino Yadua. We're not talking about Pirurim that are sitting on your living room table. We're talking about the Pirurim that he did Dika and they're left over. You can't find them. They're in a hiding place. As if they're in a hiding place, they're Eino Yadua. As why you over. As Taina the Taisis Rush, he has a Mefurish Gemara, not like Rashi. Now, let's go back to Rashi on Vav Amud Aleph. And when you have the Sugyas, it puts it mamish together very well. Rashi says, by a Yoitza Bishiyara, if you have Chometz in your house, you're not over on Baal Yirah. The Taisis Rush asks, the Marshal says, what's Pshat in Rashi? Rashi holds, like Tosfos on Chof Aleph, that says, Chomet She'eino Yadua, you're not over on. On Vav Amud Aleph, we're talking about where you didn't do a bdika. Rashi holds like Tosfos, you don't need a bdika. Chomet She'eino Yadua, you're not over on. The Tosfos Rush on Vav Amud Aleph is Rashi, who cares if it's Eino Yadua? So you're over b'shoigeg, but avada you're over. As the Taisis Rush on Vav Amud Aleph is Lishitasai of Taisus on Chaf Aleph Amin Aleph, that he argues on Taisus by Chomet She'enu Yadua, as he argues on Rashi on Vav Amin Aleph without Bdika by Chomet She'enu Yadua too. Because it's Amish Lahafli, he's Lishitasai, he stims in both suits. Oh. The Shaila is, how do you answer the Taisus Rashi's question on Taisus? How can you say you're not over on Chomet She'enu Yadua? We had your Eber and Pirurim after Bdika, that's Chomet She'enu Yadua. Zog de Bach in Simin Tov Mem Dalet. Pirurin is called Chametz Yadua. Why? Because you know after you do Bdika, there's gonna be Pirurim in the house. As that's Yadua. Chametz She'enu Yadua means you're not aware that there's Chametz in your house. By Pirurim, you know there are Pirurim. You may not know where they are, but you know they exist. If you know they exist, that's called Chametz Yadua. The Taisus Rush learns it's only called Chametz Yadua if you know where it is. If you have no clue where it is, does haste in a Yadua. And to be Miyashiv Taisus, Taisus will hold that if you know there's Chametz in your house, even if you don't know where it is, that's called Chametz Yadua and your Oivra. Nafgamina by Yotze Mishiyara. If you that gang in the Sugya, you would have to go back for it. Okay. As thus is the two different ways of learning. So how does the Taisus Rosh learn our Sugya? As the Taisus Rosh on Vav Amid Beis is the third Taisus Rosh Lishitasai. The Taisus Rosh on Vav Amid Beis says the Gemara could have said that you have to be Mavato because maybe you have a Gluski Yachas. But the Gemara said a different Teretz. Then you're only going to be Oiver B'Shoyi. But the Gemara answered that you're going to Shema Yimsen be Oiver B'mezid, and on that Bittul would help. As the Gemara said, a stronger Shash, but the Gemara could have said the other Shash. As what's the Teretz to the Rai of Taisus? The Gemara could have said it, but it said something else anyway. Now, no one said this until the Taisus Arash, because if someone else would say this Teretz, you would not be Goyerson. Yeah. But the Taisus Rosh says it. Lule Divrei, the Taisus Rosh, Nahainu, the early Achronim did not have a Taisus Rosh. And they said a better Teretz. It's very hard to take the words out of your mouth, but Kilu, a better, a more Misyashav Alalev Teretz. The Maxis HaShekel says like this. The whole thing, maybe there's chametz, is a chashash. Like the Miri is. He did b'rika, mecha taste of this chametz. The whole thing is a chashash rochel. When are we choishish for a chashash rochel? If a person's going to be over and avera b'mezid, as then we're going to be choishish for a chashash rochel. As if he's going to have a piece of chametz and leave it over, we're going to be choshish for achshash rohu. But if anyway all it is an avera, which is b'shoy yikarev la'aynis, as mishum zeh, we're not going to make a whole takanis chachamim to get rid of an avera, which is achshash rohu, on a shoy yikarev la'aynis. As lemela, therefore, that's why the Gemara didn't want to answer. Okay, that's the kibbutz. The zikha, the pashas of the Gemara is mashma, more like the Ran, the Rosh, more like the Ran and Taisus, that you're not over on Chomet She'enu Yadua. Okay. So, thus is the Gemara. Okay. What is the Shash? Shema Yimsa Gluska Yofe V'daitoy Aliyah. What does this mean? There's a huge machlekes Rashi and Taisus. Rashi learns Vidaita Aluya means you're gonna leave it over. And the Miri says very nicely, why does the Gemara say Gluska Yofe? Why does the Gemara use an adjective about what you found? You found a piece of chametz. Who cares if it's yafeh, if it's not yafeh? You found the shtick bright. So, my gluska yafeh. You found a very handsome, nice-looking piece of bread. Like, what is this? What? He says, oh, Zogda Miri, it's coming to explain why he's going to be Yisha Allah Nilavaroi. What's going on? We have Frum Yidin here. What's going to be? He's going to see this wow-looking piece of bread that looks so good. He's going to say, how could I destroy such a thing? How could I destroy it? As the Gemara is coming to explain why he's going to be Masha Milavaroi. And Zogda Miri, very interesting, says it's not even he's going to do it on purpose. He's going to do it subconscious. He's going to say in his head, the Yetzirah is going to be miskabra on him, and he's going to say, there must be a head. You know those people, every time they want something, there must be a head. There must be a head. As Avada, Otu Birishoya Skina? No. It's a nice piece of bread, a gishmak, a thing. I'm going to go destroy that. Not Matil. Because there must be a head. Zogda Miri, what does it mean? Shema Yisha L'Rega Echad? Because it takes a person 2 seconds to be miskaber on his Yetzirah. A person is miskaber on his Yetzirah. Some people just leave it that way. But the people are miskaber, it takes him 2 seconds to be miskaber on his Yetzirah. First the Yetzirah talks to him, he has to be miskaber. As that's the Shema Yisha L'Rega Echad. First second that he sees it, he's going to be, how could I destroy it? Yeah. It reminds us a little bit by Shaul, when he saw the nice shvarim from the Amalekim, he said, even though he had a mitzvah to destroy them, he said, how could I destroy these nice, beautiful, fat behemoths of the Amalekim? I want to bring it as a carbon. Yeah. And the Kadosh Baruch Hu told him, you gotta do what Hashem said. But Kilo, the same thing, he was Chomal al Yoifi shall what they had. A similar kind of Rochotik and Moshe, not a Raya, but a similar kind of idea. You see something nice, you don't want to destroy it. Frek Taisvis, as what is the Gemara ask? Ah, you should be Mavakalik. We're talking about someone, he's Mashit, because he doesn't want to destroy it. Zog de Miri, to destroy it? That's very hard for a person. You have a nice piece of something, you don't want to destroy it. I'm not destructive. I appreciate nice things. Oh, but to be mevatalit and say it's ka'afar, I have no problem doing it. Yeah. As the word in Rashi is, we're not talking about Rishayi. We're talking about he saw a nice thing, he doesn't want to destroy it, it gets the best of him. But, lemaisa to be mevatalit, why not? Avada, to do those Jewish things and say those Jewish words that make it, oh, come on, I have no problem doing magic tricks yet. No problem. Bye, you're gone. You're not off of us yet. Oh, but to destroy it, mamish, das nicht. Yeah. No, that's what Demiri explains. Rashi, that's how he answers Taisis' question. Taisis brings Rashi differently than we have Rashi. Rashi says that he's chosh olav milavara, and that's where the chosh olav lesorfoy. That's where the Miri is coming from. Frek Taisis, okay, so be chosh olav levatloy. When Taisis brings Rashi, my parach kimish apirish v'daita ale shechosh ale levatle. He brings Rashi. Rashi said he's chosh ale levatle. The Hayu Toisis understood that the Chos Alei is, I can't say this is offer. It's not offered to me. I'm Chos Alei. And the Miri says, no, the only thing that bothers him is destroying him. But Levatlai, to say it's Ka'ofer, that he could do. That's the Oymik of the Machlaikis. Okay. Because that's the Shittus Rashi. If he Rashi it comes out, you're only over if you're mashed the regel. You need to be mashed the regel. Why? Because Rashi will learn either like the Rabbeinu David, that the Bedika Pater, or Rashi will learn Chomet Sheni Yidu, you're not over like the Mashal. As therefore, you need a Shia afterwards to be over. How does Taisus hold? Taisa says Daite Alei means that it's not Pirurim and it's not Batal Me'evim. So what is Taisa all? Do you need a Shia? How did Dailam learn? Taisa Rosh argues on Taisa. How does Taisa all? Do you need a Shia or you don't need a Shia?
You
should have
said it.
He doesn't speak it out. Your mashman thesis, you don't need a Shia. Thesis says, you're not over on volume. It sounds like from thesis, even though you're not over, the rega you find it, you're over even without a Shia. Rashi holds you need a Shia kedei to be over. And Tosis holds even without a Shia, you're over. What could be the beer of the machlokes? It could be you could learn, it's Tali, what's the reason why you're potter. If you learn the word is bdika potters you, as you have a tour, you did a bdika. As in order to be mechayiv you, you need a new Shia. Because you already did what you were mechayiv to do. Baal Yirah was mechayiv you to do bdika and beer. I did what I was supposed to. As now when I find it, I'm not over. I did what I was supposed to. In order to have a Shia, I need another short time of leaving it over. I need a new Maisa Avera. Tosis on the other hand hold. It's Chomet Sheni Yaduah. As once it appears, you're overriding. That would be the kivun in the machlokes over here if you need a Shia or not. Okay, is that step number one of the sugya, the first chelek? Let Hashem tomorrow we do the ikar, the second chelek. We finish up a little bit over here. We're going to do this over here. So, Ika, we're going to go like this.